Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We're smoking up the backyards from Traverse City all the way down to Ann Arbor and everywhere in between. Going to get real smoky in East Lansing today when we get the Grilling Guys out there firing up that tailgate. We're going to be in the U lot. That stands for You Gonna Like It if you come by there. But anyway, you're listening to the only men's club where women are dying to be a part of it, but they still love us belonging to it, man. This is the Grilling Guys. What's cooking, Bob?
Butts and briskets right now, and I know you've got some secret shrimp on the menu for later on today. That's going to be really good. I think it's Danny Skiff's recipe you're using.
Yeah, we're going to break that down, too. Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have some happy tailgaters, and picking that right piece of meat's the deal, and you did a great job yesterday because you went to the right place to get it, and that's just a big part. If you're going to be in this club, and you got to be good enough to hang. And that takes knowledge. It takes work, research, good products, getting the right grill, getting the right smoker, knowing the right people. And one of the people that you might want to know is this fella on the line right now. His name is Michael Ollier, corporate chef for Certified Angus Beef. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Hey, thanks for having me. Wow, what a great intro.
Yeah, well, you guys have some skill. Your corporate kitchen down there, you took me on a tour of it this week, and you guys have, just a wonderful facility. But I don't know that people necessarily care how nice the kitchen is at Certified Angus Beef, because they don't even know what Certified Angus Beef is. So in a 30-second snippet, tell us why we would want CAB when we're going to the supermarket.
Sure. I think that really the most important factor, so if you're walking into Meijer and you're looking at just this huge array of options in front of you, you're thinking, what do I go to? What's a good value? What's really going to be the most quality, great eating experience? And really, it all comes down to one word, and it's marbling. That is the greatest indicator of high quality. But what we do with Certified Angus Beef is we take it kind of above USDA Prime, Choice, and Select, so the USDA grades. We have 10 specifications, so we really narrow the quality window down to these 10 specs. So a USDA grader on the line has to make that indication that it met our detailed specification.
Well, and I have to agree with that, because when I got hooked on CAB, I really started noticing that about any package of CAB I picked up, Certified Angus Beef, if I'd go in the store, if I saw the CAB label and that logo from Certified Angus, I just, all of a sudden looking at the steak, it's like, oh, they all look like this. They're gorgeous. They're marbled.
And that really is the key there, is the consistency that occurs with Certified Angus Beef. Because if you grab Choice, it's going to be an inconsistent product. And the reason is because the higher marbling will go to the branded beef programs like Certified Angus Beef. Now, Angus is the great starting point. And so a lot of people see Angus everywhere. And that's a breed. And that's where people sometimes get confused, that Angus is simply a breed of cattle. And so going above and beyond that, about 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 of those animals are actually going to make it into being Certified Angus Beef.
Hey, Michael,
those three words are key.
Hey, Michael, it's Jop here. I got a huge tailgate that I'm doing, and I've got some of that Certified Angus Beef with us for this tailgate we're doing. If you could give me a couple tips on, I'm going to do some flat irons on the grill. Give me what you think the best way to prepare a flat iron would be.
Well, listen, flat iron is a great portion. It's like 1.5 pounds for that piece. And we're really excited that they're pulling that out of the packing plants now. It's got a tremendous amount of flavor because it's from the chuck. Second most tender cut, by the way, of the whole animal. It takes great to having a rub on it. So if you like rubs, put one on it. One key, though, really key, is don't go past medium on that. What happens if you go too far in that, it really takes on an organ flavor. So keep that on medium rare.
That's a great tip. That's absolutely a great tip, because there it is right there, just that little thing. Like I said, this barbecue game is complex, because if you threw that steak on and you cooked it to medium or medium well, completely changes the flavor profile of that piece of meat.
And we don't want it to taste like Oregon. We're in Michigan. Hey, if you just tuned in, it's the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we're speaking with Michael Ollier, who's a corporate chef for Certified Angus Beef. Really talented chef, got a good gig down there. And how about one more tailgate tip? Tell us something to do properly with a nice piece of beef while we're tailgating.
You know, when I'm thinking tailgating, I often think of like meat on a stick, something you can walk with. And so a big trend right now is bone-attached, bone-in cuts. And so, you know, think of prime rib with the bone on and a big old ribeye, a cowboy steak with the bone attached. What we like to do sometimes is peel that cap muscle. You know what I'm talking about? That cap muscle on the prime rib?
Yes.
Peeling that off, completely cleaning that down, and cutting against the grain onto some pieces that you could put on skewers. And then if you leave that eye of the rib attached to the bone and cut that in steaks, you pretty much have a huge lollipop.
Yeah, big lollipop. Oh, that is caveman. That's great. Well, listen, enjoyed meeting you guys this week, and just wanted to kind of introduce Certified Angus Beef to our listeners, because it's really something to look for. It's key. Take it from me on that, and go try it yourself. Michael, thanks so much for taking time with us, and go Spartans. No response. He's a Buckeye. Okay. Anyway, Jop.
That's a great tip. You know, that flat iron steak, you can't find it everywhere. And the butchers are starting to cut it now. But as what he said, this is a guy that knows meat. Second most flavorful cut. If you can find this at your butcher shop, give it a try. But you heard what he said. Don't cook it past medium rare, because it'll start to take a stronger flavor. When he said an organ, he really meant is it gets a stronger, it almost dries out. It's a pretty thin cut.
It's very lean. Yeah. Right. Well, I like to cook them to like medium rare. That's as far as you should ever go with that, because it looks almost like a liver anyway. You know, it kind of tapers out on the ends. And if the center is medium rare, your ends are already medium well, and that's overdone in my book. But we want to talk just a little bit about the whitetail situation in Michigan right now, because I'm getting ready to. I got my bow tech out. I'm shooting in my backyard. I got this sweet bow, and from Allen Bobs, and it's a killer. And I'm trying to dial it in so that I can make sure that I don't miss this year. But I don't want to. Yes, again. Thank you. I'm driving today, by the way. Okay?
All right, man.
You right into a telephone pole. I just can't stand the thought of these thousands of deer dying off, because it's going to kill our whole program.
Yeah,
it's wasted meat.
I don't know if that's happening everywhere across the state, but here in West Michigan it sure is. And there's it was due to the drought this summer. There was a tick that hatched and has...
Every year it happens.
And has bitten the deer. And what it does is it causes a high fever. And what we're seeing over here is they're passing away at the water. They're trying to cool themselves down.
Right.
And they're going down... You go down the riverbank in a canoe or a boat, and you're seeing dead deer everywhere.
Usually by the water. And matter of fact, talking to Dave Engels from Best Chance 2, I was looking at this huge duck marsh behind his house. He said they had hundreds of deer in that swamp he found. They went in there to drink.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's the hot weather that's making that tick thrive. So anyway, I'm going to head to Kansas and do some hunting.
Yeah, I know we are. And I'm going to be there with you just doing the show. But
you're going to hold my what, beer?
Yeah, right. Well, that'll be the only. I certainly won't have to help you drag a deer. I'm pretty sure of that.
I can't wait to show you. I'm going to send you the picture. I'm going to stab the first one that comes by. I don't even care if it's a 12-point or not.
Yeah, well, that's good. I hear it's tender down there, but I hear I've never tried it. So
yeah, no, you haven't, have you? Okay. Well, it's been a lot of fun today, and we've got lots of fun headed at us for the tailgate for the big Michigan State Notre Dame game.
Yeah, one of the things we're going to do over there is the grilling guys are messing around with some rub recipes that we're going to try to market a little bit later in the year. So we're going to be testing out four or five of our private blends and see what the discerning palates of
the Christ Enderly guys and
our tailgate are. So if you get a chance to swing by you lot, grilling guys might have some of those flat irons on the grill. As a matter of fact, I know we are. I got about a dozen of them out in the cooler. So we're going to have a little bit of fun with those and try these new rubs and see what we can come up with and get them perfected. But should be a lot of fun. Should be a whole lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay. The other thing I wanted to touch on was, you know, talking about those rubs. A lot of rubs for low and slow do have sugar in them. So if you're going to try some low and slow and you're making your own rub, go to thegrillingguys.com. Check out that website and look under recipes. We've got rubs, marinades, and all sorts of stuff on there.
You've been listening to The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. Get out and enjoy your Saturday.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.